Apple's rumored AI pendant is already drawing comparisons to Humane's notorious AI pin. But hold on, there's reportedly a big difference. Humane's defunct gadget actually tried to be something more than just an accessory to your phone. According to Bloomberg, insiders at Apple say the company is indeed working on an AI pendant. You can pin it to your shirt or wear it as a necklace. For all intents and purposes, it sounds a lot like the pin Humane once made. It will reportedly have a camera for computer vision, a microphone so Siri can respond, and possibly a speaker for a back and forth conversation with Siri. That last part, though, is still undecided. Here's the key difference. According to Bloomberg's Mark Gurman, Apple's AI pendant likely won't do much on its own. This pinnable gadget will allegedly rely heavily on an iPhone for processing. It will include a chip closer in computing power to AirPods than to an Apple Watch. Translation? This thing isn't going to be doing any heavy lifting, and that's probably fine. Most people don't expect an AI pin to be a standalone powerhouse. Still, it feels a little deflating to see Apple taking Humane's ambitious idea and scaling it back. Then again, maybe that's for the best. Humane's AI pin, as a quick recap, didn't live up to its promises. It was buggy, it overheated, and it was expensive. Not only did you pay $699 for the device itself, but you also had to pay a $24 monthly subscription for a cellular service, just to use it on the go. No one said killing the smartphone would come cheap. Apple's approach, in theory, avoids some of those pitfalls. Offloading computing to the iPhone means less heat and complexity, and it can use the phone's wireless connectivity for internet access. Whether Apple can actually convince people to buy an AI pendant, though, is another question entirely. Speaking of uphill battles, Gurman also shared new intel about Apple's upcoming smart glasses. According to the report, Apple is taking a cue from Meta for its first pair of smart specs. These alleged glasses will feature two cameras, one for computer vision, and another for pictures and videos. They'll have speakers and microphones, allowing wearers to make calls, play music, and snap photos or videos using Siri. On top of that, they'll reportedly be able to use AI to interpret text or provide turn-by-turn directions. If you're thinking, boy, that sounds awfully familiar, you're right. Those are almost exactly the features Meta's AI glasses already offer. Even so, Apple's version might still stand out thanks to its tight integration with the iPhone. Meta's glasses are useful, but interacting with your phone can still feel disjointed. Something tells me Apple won't have that problem. Both the smart glasses and the AI pendant are still tenuous, to be clear. Even Bloomberg notes the pin is in an early stage, and could be cancelled. Smart glasses are more likely to make it to market, but their final form and release date remain fluid, for now. It looks like we can expect more of the same, just with Apple's signature flourishes.